Hello again, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob. We're at the last day of August 2021, August 31st, and it's our 23rd episode of Daily Respite. And if it's Tuesday, which it is, by the way, then it's Drew Lugenbuhl and his wonderful, granular, meet you right where you are in your life devotional called Adventure is Out There. Amen. Drew Lugenbuhl, Adventure is Out There. And today's devotion from Drew Lugenbuhl is called In the Zone. In the Zone. His reference scripture comes from the book of 2 Samuel. I know some of us a while back for this very series, we did a reading of Samuel. This is from 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 20. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 20. The word says this: Then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his clothes. And he went into the house of the Lord and worshiped. He then went to his own house. And when he asked, they set food before him. And he ate. Drew Lugenbuhl says this today for our devotion. I highly encourage you to read through chapter 12 of 2 Samuel. There are some great points in there, and the context for this verse makes a big difference. From the verse itself, there isn't anything that jumps out at you, at least not until you give it some context. Within its context, this verse takes on a whole new meaning. Basically, in this chapter, David and Bathsheba had committed adultery. A pregnancy resulted. And God told him their child would die. David had prayed hard that it would be avoided. But alas, it was not. Once David learned of his child's death, something truly special takes place. First, as it says in our verse, 2 Samuel 12, verse 20, first he cleans himself up. Then he worships God. How many of us would worship God after our child died? I would imagine that it's an extremely tough thing to do. And yet, David found a way to worship the Creator. Could you imagine that worship session? I like to think about that worship session. I like to think of the emotions running through David and the others that surrounded him. So many of us go through the motions, and yet I know David did not go through the motions on this day. On this day, David would have been focused on God. He would have taken in God's majesty, God's almighty power, and God's sovereignty. I know I'm guilty of going through the motions. So many times in church, I've stood and sang the songs with little enthusiasm. I may have been physically in the church, but I was spiritually and mentally checked out. I think we can all relate to a time that's happened to us. I'm not saying we can never be checked out, Because trust me, when I say life will find a way to make you disinterested on some Sundays, I'm saying we need to be in the zone more often than not. Will we have the session David had? I don't know. It likely won't be every Sunday. But there will be times when you get so focused in and tuned in on God that you'll probably feel like David did. We worship an amazing God. When we get tuned in during a service, we have the potential to change the way we live. There have been times where the music just hits home for me. My arms go up and my worries go down. Nothing can take me out of the zone. At that moment, it's just me worshiping an amazing God and thanking Him for even allowing us to communicate with Him through His Son. Today's takeaway. Have you ever had those down in the dump days of worship? How about that in the zone worship? Now, ponder this. What can help you have more in-the-zone worship? Amen.